As the Nisga'a Nation and Western LNG prepare to begin construction on their Prince Rupert gas transmission pipeline on August 24, the project has applied for an amendment under its environmental assessment permit to alter the pipeline route. Under the current permit, the pipeline turns south at Nass Bay and continues south to Port Edward, where it was originally going to feed a now-cancelled Patronas LNG facility. The amendment application shows the route now taking a 180-degree turn at the Nasoga Gulf and heading up the Portland Inlet to the north end of Pierce Island, where it is intended to supply the Cassie Leasums LNG offshore liquefaction plant near the Nisga'a village of Gingolex. Rebecca Scott, a spokesperson for the partnership between the Cassie Leasums government and Calgary-based Western LNG, which owns both the pipeline project and the liquefaction facility project it will feed, said there are numerous advantages to the new route. The partnership believes these advantages address many of the environmental concerns of coastal First Nations, including Nisga'a, Lac Squillames, Metlakatla, Kitsamkalam, and Kitsilis. These include reducing the duration of construction in Nass Bay, avoiding land construction in Nass Harbor, and eliminating 100 kilometers of pipe with a consequent reduction of trenching, excavation, and intertidal transitions. She also noted that the number of wetlands crossings will be reduced from 5 to 1 and the number of heritage sites affected will go from 30 to 1. The public comment period on the amendment application begins August 1 and closes September 3. The partnership completed the acquisition of the Prince Rupert Gas Transmission Pipeline project from TC Energy in June. To keep the current environmental permit valid, the company must achieve a status of construction being substantially started by November 25. Along with announcing the submission of the amendment application, the project revealed more details of its planned 2024 construction activities, including a more specific location. Scott said the construction will take place approximately between just west of Laxgaltzap and Nass Camp. No work on or around waterways is currently planned, she said. The work will include road and bridge construction and repair, right-of-way clearing and grading, and building construction management offices, worker housing and laydown yards, areas where tools, materials, equipment and vehicles are stored temporarily when they are not in use.